Hey everybody, welcome to episode 251 of Is This Thing Working? Hey, I'm James, and my co-host is Denise. How you doing over there, Denise?
I am awesome.
I know you are.
Week 2.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Week 2?
Week 2. 2 weeks in a row, we come up with a show on exactly the same day on Tuesday.
Look at us.
So look at us go. It must be a Tuesday kind of thing.
Getting all regimented.
Yeah. You know, there's Taco Tuesday and Texas Tuesday, and now Is This Thing Working Tuesday.
I'm down with that.
I'm all over it, too.
Yep.
So everybody, welcome to the show today. We're going to start out, before we really get into the show, And we're going to have this little discussion about, and really, folks, you need to tell us. Tell us what you think about the NFL draft in Washington, D.C.
I like it.
The draft of 2027.
You know, the past couple of years, it's kind of been like a concert-type venue anyway. So, hey, man, what a pretty good place right there. You can pack a lot of people in there, man. You've got the venue for it. Might as well do it.
I think it would be awesome. And yeah, it would bring more, you know, revenue to Washington, D.C. And, you know, that's what needs to happen in Washington, D.C. The people need to start showing up. All yeah. kinds of people.
Well,
people from all over the country, because that is your city.
Yeah.
It is your city. It ain't the Democrat city. It ain't the Republican city. It ain't our Congress's city. You know, it is your city.
They think it is, yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of a point you brought up yesterday, because when President Trump announced this, he had Mayor Bowser up there with him, you know. So, like you said, hey, man, this is a way that he's going in there and actually going, hey, look, yeah, you're a blue city. Yeah, you know, basically you suck, but we're here to help and clean your city up. We'll bring in something nice here to you, and it'll bring good business here, and it'll give you a chance to showcase your city for what maybe it could be.
You know, and honestly, I think this is good.
Am I hoping too much into it?
No, because, I mean, he did the same thing in Michigan last week. You know, he had Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, standing up right beside him.
Yeah.
You know, while he was honoring the troops over there, and he's helping bring together and bring more jobs to that state. Same thing here in Washington, D.C. This brings more jobs.
Right.
You know, and it helps out the people. And it doesn't matter if you're a red, blue state, whatever. President Trump wants every state to be great again.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the citizens in there, you know, just because you act all wild and weird doesn't mean they're all that way.
Exactly.
You know,
I've always talked about the moderate people in this country, whether they had an R or a D or an L by their name. They're good hearted, you know, patriotic, country loving people that just want to exist and be themselves
left alone for the most part.
Exactly. For the most part. That's exactly right. But hey, man, before we start our show and get rolling along, we got some really cool things to talk about today. But before we start our show, we want to state, man, that these are our opinions and they're our assertions. And if you agree with our opinions, please share our show. And even if you don't agree with our opinions, hey, go ahead and tell your friends and share our show and offer us some feedback. Tell us what you don't like about it, man. We're open. We want to hear it. We love it.
We
want to be better for
ideas.
You, man. We want to come out and we're always going to be honest and say what we say. But at the same time,
hey,
if you think we can
debate.
Be better, we're open to your suggestions too, man.
Yeah. Also, make sure you stomp that like button. And please follow and subscribe wherever you see the name. Is This Thing Working? And our podcast is available for download usually about an hour after the live show on all platforms like Apple and Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And by the way, you can listen to podcasts on YouTube. Don't let the naysayers tell you you can't, because you can, because we're on there. And please download the Rumble app. It is free, and you will receive instant notifications when we go live once a week and always at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We also want to thank you for supporting our sponsors. They help keep the show free for you to enjoy.
You ever feel like you need a little extra support to unwind? Well, man, Cornbread Hemp is here for you. They offer full spectrum CBD products that are USDA certified organic and crafted to help you find your calm naturally. Cornbread Hemp uses only the highest quality hemp grown right here in the USA, with products made from the flower only to give you the best of what CBD has to offer. No stems, no leaves, just pure, potent goodness. From their best-selling CBD oils to their gummies and their lotions, Cornbread Hemp has something for everyone looking to de-stress and recharge. Plus, all their products are lab-tested for purity and transparency, so you know you're getting exactly what's on the label. If you're ready to add a little calm to your day, check out Cornbread Hemp and feel the difference for yourself. Your body and your mind deserve it. Also, use our promo code ITTW for 30% off your initial purchase.
Thank you. Make sure you click that link below and make sure you hit promo code or type in promo code ITTW to get your 30% off. We'd appreciate that. Hey, everybody. Rhino alert. Rhino alert. We have rhinos alert. If you see a post with a rhino alert, you need to stop immediately.
And look at it.
And look
check
at
it out, man.
Because we are showing you everywhere. It is being, I mean, it is coming out. There's even a rhino project, a rhino remover project. So when you see rhino alert, you stop and you look. And if you have to take out your number two pencil and write out their name, then you do that. Or you can bookmark it, because these are the rhinos that we're going to get rid of. And it's just not in Texas and not in the U.S. Congress. It is in Texas.
It's everywhere, yeah.
It is really bad in Texas. And Texas reminds me so much of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, it really, really does. And what she's talking about is the fact that even though we're sitting here with the numbers, with the majority, In the House, we've got the Dems who have influenced, and whatever they've had to do, they always tend to get the vote, and they always tend to push their agendas, man. And that's exactly what Brianna Morello brought out today. She said Texas Speaker Dustin Burroughs, who is a Republican, has a Democrat presiding over the Texas House floor again. If you didn't think it was bad enough, there are 68 Dem bills on the floor today. Texas rhinos are sacrificing their people to Democrats. Texans didn't vote for this.
No, sir, we did not. Not in any way. And what's crazy is people, you know, I'm reading the comments as we go down and look at it, and people are like, what can we do? You know, how does this happen? How do we even get through with this? I mean, what is going on? And the only answer that you ever get is, well, based on where you live, call your local reps and make a big deal out of this. Start showing up to your state GOP events as well. Don't give them any money. Just show that you're getting involved. Well, that was Brianna Morello commenting. And I'm going to just say I have to disagree with her. For the simple reason is we did this.
Yes.
We did every bit of this.
Every bit of it.
To get these people out of here.
We worked hard for two years, man.
Yes.
Yes.
And because people aren't talking about what they really need to be talking about. Closing the primaries in Texas.
Yes.
Until you close the primaries in Texas, you're going to have rhino seats bought by Democrats. That's what's happening.
Yep.
Just so they can keep their seats.
And it's what's going to happen on Capitol Hill. They're kind of, if you watch them now, they're kind of pushing toward that even. But to go along with this, we've got this going on in Texas. And what does our governor talk about it? Here he is. He says, and this is on Twitter, yesterday, matter of fact, at almost 8 o'clock last night, Governor Abbott said he spent the day hammering out details on property tax relief and other conservative priorities with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and Speaker Burroughs at the Capitol. The governor continues to work closely with the Texas legislature to deliver results for Texans.
And listen to this, folks.
That sounds cute and all, but we already know in Texas, your tax appraisal value is determined by your local tax appraiser or your county tax appraiser. It's not determined by the state.
No, it's not. And it's amazing that this happened and Governor Abbott comes out with this press release last night from his press office. But then this morning, what did we just read to you was happening?
Exactly.
So this isn't very effective at all. Nothing is going to happen in
House. This goes back to this is not what we voted for.
No. No, but there is something that did happen today. Breaking news, Speaker Burrow's office has confirmed to Texas Scorecard that General Counsel Policy Director Jimmy Skipton has been dismissed. Now, a lot of people, if you're not following along, are not understanding why he would get dismissed. All of a sudden, they say that he is the one that is bringing these bills up. Allegedly, he directed chairs to move and kill bills under the guise of direction from Burroughs. He was actually doing it for top lawsuit reform lobbyist.
Yeah, so he's actually just a lobbyist in there pushing his weight and his money around.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that Burroughs did not know this.
Sure, I get that too, yeah.
So no, he cannot come out and all of a sudden
throw
him under the bus. They're all bad.
Yeah.
This is how bad they are, folks. That they continue on. And you know, we had priorities.
Mm-hmm. Like we said just a second ago, the things they're doing is not what we voted for.
No.
Doesn't that sound like what we say every week on our show about national politics in Capitol Hill? This is not what we voted for. Same here.
That's exactly
what did
right.
we vote for?
Well, we voted for border enforcement.
Yep. Secure Texas elections. Also, we voted for no Democrat chairs, banning taxpayer lobbying, securing our grid, banning the sale of Texas land to foreign entities, stop sexualizing our children. We voted for this on the state level. We voted for this on the federal level. Stop it. Leave our children alone. And quit getting in our stuff and our federal overreach.
Absolutely. And guess how many have passed?
Tell us.
None.
Yep,
I get it. Not one conservative. Now, school choice has been passed. But it really wasn't on the conservative priorities. Because we already knew that Governor Abbott, that was his number one priority, and he got that through. But for some reason, they're not wanting to give us what we want. No Democrat chairs is what we were promised.
Yes,
exactly. Is what we voted on.
Exactly.
And here we go. Even though they come out and say, oh, well, we don't have any Democrat chairs. They're sub-chairs now. But their sub-chairs now have the power. You know, they can change anything they want.
Yeah. Well, we talk about the things that we voted for, which are these that are not getting done. What kind of stuff are they getting done in the House? That's a good question.
Well, they banning memes.
They're banning memes, yeah.
You know, and the thing about this meme thing, you know, I called in our representative Ashby, and they give us the same talking points. Well, this is misinformation, you know. No, it's not misinformation. We all know that you're supposed to put a political thing on the bottom. Well, this is political. Now they're doing it on every one of the AI-generated things.
Explain what he said to you was that what they were talking about was posters, and it had to have the disclaimer at the bottom of their political poster. That's the way he was explaining it to you, wasn't it?
Well, and then other things that I have been reading is if it's made by AI, if it's AI generated.
Ah, okay.
Then you have to put on there, this is AI generated from this pack or whatever. If it's a political meme, okay. You have to put on there that it's AI generated. And I have, if you've noticed on Fox News, that photo of President Trump dressed like the Pope, they have across the picture AI generated that.
It's like a watermark.
Yes, like a watermark. Like no one knows that. I mean, someone else made that. President Trump puts it up on his True Social because trolling he thought it was funny. Yeah. Just trolling.
Yeah.
And the leftist media goes crazy over this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that, you know, that we didn't ask for.
Well, and just like the in the federal overreach, you know, just like with what Texas is doing, pushing the Democrat agenda, one of the things that they want is Medicaid expansion and healthcare access. And they title it this way, expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, under the Affordable Care Act to cover low-income Texans is a longstanding Democratic priority. And they argue it would provide health care to roughly a million Texans and reduce uncompensated care costs. But look, the way that I see this happening is it's directed toward rural communities. It's directed toward counties that are roughly 68,000 and less. So you've got this small hospital over here. Well, chances are this is a small private-owned hospital that takes insurance because they're a business and they're trying to run themselves. But now you've got the problem of the border being open for 4 years, and we've got this big influx of populations that ended up in these small little areas out here because they wanted to stay out of sight and out of mind. Also, now you've got them over there. They've got no insurance. What do they do for health care? And I kind of see this pushing toward that right there more than anything else. And I think the Republican Party stands against that because they see it for what it is, man. You know what I mean? It's just another shove toward universal health care at the justification or the cost of the taxpayers.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. You're right on target. If you will recall, Texas is not in the Affordable Care Act because we don't have our taxpayers pay for the insurance. So what the Democrats are doing, and you need to pay really, really, really close attention. James is so right, because now they're wanting you, the taxpayer of Texas, to pay for Medicaid for the Affordable Care Act. Well, we have opted out. Texas has opted out of the Affordable Care Act for this very reason, and they're trying to force us on it by this
Medicaid expansion. It's HR 17 is what it is.
You need to call your representatives. This is going.
Yeah, there's a public hearing on this tomorrow, matter of fact,
Under the radar. People need to be paying attention to this because this is what Texans do not want. We do not want to be put on the afford, because then we'll be getting money, more money from the federal government who tells us more of what we can do with our health care here in Texas.
And that's part of that bill, too, also, is what happens is in these lower populated counties with the incomes where they're at and these little private hospitals sitting there, what the federal government does is comes in and weighs federal grant money at them to push in training and equipment and this kind of thing. And then once you take their money, then you got to do what they want you to do. And that's the federal overreach that we're trying to stop, man.
Yes.
And so, you know, those are just some of the things that we're looking at here.
Really, we're going to be paying really close attention to this bill. This is so important. And like James says, Republicans have been against this from the very beginning. You know, I will say Governor Abbott has been strong, very strong on not putting us on this. You know, even the Biden administration tried to force Texas on it. And the reason why they did, like you said, because they couldn't pay for all of the illegals coming in, and Texas couldn't pay for them. And we don't have, we're not under that.
Hey, I get that.
Umbrella.
I get
that. That Affordable Care Act.
Yep.
And I'm proud of that. So, folks, we got a lot of work to do. And we got more. We have action alerts. I mean, we need action, 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 because, you know, the House and the Senate, they have done everything they can to slow down President Trump's agenda.
Yes.
Everything they can do.
Look at the similarities like we're talking everything, about between. Yeah. You know?
And you're here right. we go with the
confirmation of Ed Martin. Here we go. Here they are slow walking this again, man. Nick Sorter came out with this 4 hours ago. He said, breaking, Senator Tom Tillis has informed the White House that he will not vote to confirm Ed Martin as the U.S. Attorney for D.C. What the hell are you doing, Senator Tom Tillis, he asked.
Let's listen to Senator Tom Tillis tell us why he's not going to vote for Ed Martin.
He is, I don't believe he's being advanced to the markup. I met with Mr. Martin. He seems like a good man. Most of my concerns related to January 6th. And he built a compelling case on some of the 12 prosecutions that were probably heat of the moment, bad decisions. But where we probably have a difference is I think anybody that breached the perimeter should have been in prison for some period of time, whether it's 30 days or 3 years is debatable, but I have no tolerance for anybody who entered the building on January the 6th, and that's probably where most of the friction was.
Look right there what he said. Look at how he tried to frame that again. Anybody that entered the building, hey, man, you opened the doors.
I know.
You opened the doors, man.
They don't want Ed Martin in there. He was an attorney for a lot of the January 6th people, which they are allowed an attorney.
Yeah, and did you hear the backhanded compliment he gave him on, oh, he had some pretty compelling cases. Man.
Yeah, so he is bought and paid for by the Democrats, and this is their go-to, this January 6th. Oh, but the president was elected by the people of America.
Yes.
Hello, the people want Ed Martin.
Yeah.
The people voted for President Trump. The people didn't vote for you.
Yeah. Then the people voted to see those of you that were involved in J6 end up with some prison time. We voted for arrests.
Absolutely.
We voted to end corruption, and that's what we want to see. Again, just like we talk about the similarities between Texas, and we talk about the similarities between our federal government. We want the same things.
Absolutely. What I thought was also cool was Texas AG Ken Paxton. He has joined a list of attorney generals endorsing President Trump's nomination of Ed Martin as U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Now, there's about six of them that came out, and they sent a letter. And Paxton says Martin's commitment to the rule of law and proven track record make crystal clear that he is exactly the right choice to be the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Folks, if we want to clean up the deep state, if we want to do this, we need Ed Martin.
Yes, we do.
We need him there.
Good news, man. Josh Hawley was on War Room this morning. Josh Hawley says we got the votes, regardless of what Tom Tillis says.
Yeah, listen to him.
You've got a number of Republicans who don't want to vote on Ed Martin. And this is the president's nominee, obviously, to be the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. I just want to say I've known Ed for years. He's a Missouri guy. So I've known him and his family for years and years and years. I obviously support him. I look forward to voting on him. And I hope we can get to a vote, Steve. I mean, my view is that if we vote on him, he will pass. He will pass in the committee. I believe he will pass on the floor of the Senate. And you know as well as I do, getting a strong U.S. attorney in the district is vital. The district is a cesspool. It is a crime wave every single day. Ed knows how to clean that up. And really, I think we're seeing a more opposition to the president's pick. I mean, this is no senator nominated Ed Martin. This is the president's pick. And that's my message to my colleagues. Let's vote on him. Let's pass him.
You know, Ed was the wingman for Phyllis Schlafly, one of the true greats in our country in the conservative movement. And as an American, I mean, what she did is monumental. Ed was there, worked with him for years. Senator Hawley, I think this is what has our audience confused, because we had guys from Heritage on yesterday. All day we were on this Ed Martin thing. The president, this is not, there's so much going on. We understand that. But the president comes out yesterday, put a true social, he worked the phones, he talked to Tillis for hours. This is something that is vital, important. Like the two U.S. attorneys that matter right now are Southern District of New York and D.C. Given that the president's all in on this, the White House is all in on this, people that are big supporters of the president, like Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, are all in on this, how can we have, just even showing the Democrats or the nation that we're not united, how can that happen?
Well, and this is why I think we are going to get to a vote and he is going to pass. I just don't see how he doesn't, to be honest with you, Steve, because the president, and you mentioned this last night, the president made it crystal clear publicly that Ed Martin is top priority for him, because the District of Columbia being safe is top priority. I mean, right now you can't, you know this as well as I do, you cannot go out on the streets in the district and not fear for your life. I've got staffers in my office literally who've been shot. I've got constituents, when they visit D.C., they say, is it safe for us? And I have to tell them, honestly, I don't know that it really is. This is our nation's capital. It ought to be the cleanest. It ought to be the safest. It ought to be the best place to visit in our country, because it represents what our country is about. And our own citizens can't come here without fear of their lives. It's ridiculous. We need a U.S. attorney who's going to go after the crime and clean up the city, especially in front of our 250 celebration next year.
Absolutely. So, folks, we have a call to action. We have a call to action for you to contact your senator. And we have call to actions for Senator Cassidy's. And I have a lot of phone numbers that I could give you to call. But the best way to call any of your senators is
202-224-3121.
So make three separate calls, one to John Cornyn, one to Bill Cassidy, and one to Tom Tillis.
Yep.
These are all senators. So make sure you give them a call. Tell them, hey, we need to clean up D.C. We need Ed Martin.
Yeah. Look, people, the only way we get through what we want to get through is by keeping our voices loud, keeping ourselves informed, keeping ourselves engaged. At all times, that's why we're always giving you a call to action right along with everybody else, man. Call these people. Let them know what you think. Is this thing working?
Rise up.